Let's pick up this conversation with Stephen Farnsworth, who's a professor of political science and director of the Center for Leadership and Media Studies at the University of Mary Washington. He's also the author of a book called Presidential Communication and Character, and has been on the show, you know, every couple of weeks. So we got you back today to talk about Bill Barr's confirmation hearings before the U.S. Senate. He's seeking to be the attorney general once again in the United States. And Stephen, I don't know if you listened to Rush Limbaugh on our station between noon and three, but Rush was very animated about this yesterday, feeling like, you know, what's going on? Is Bill Barr catering to Democrats in order to make sure he is confirmed and that he soothes the fears that they're going to somehow, Trump is going to pull the plug on the investigations out there? Right? What did you make of Barr's demeanor and his answers to these questions yesterday?
Well, these confirmation hearings are the one time in life when you have to be on your best behavior. Mm-hmm. You have to do everything you possibly can to convince not only the people who are already inclined to vote for you, but the people inclined to vote against you, that you're a very reasonable, moderate person who would be a safe choice for the job. And so whenever you hear these things, we talk sometimes about confirmation conversions, where people sound a lot more moderate when they have to be before the senator. So right. This is always going to be the way that this process works. But that being said, it struck me that the confirmation hearing actually went pretty well from the point of view of Republicans. They have a professional nominee. They have somebody who's been through this process before, who's experienced in answering senators' questions, and offered some opportunity, I think, to suggest that that the Democrats don't need to be as worried about him, particularly if you put him in contrast to the acting attorney general right now. You're looking at somebody with a great deal more to offer.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the Democrats really pushed Barr, I guess, because he has offered some critique and criticism. Not just a critique, but some criticism of the investigations into the president, and try to draw the distinction, if I'm understanding correctly, between illegality and decisions that people disagree with. And there's a big difference there that maybe some in Washington are trying to blur the distinctions between that. Did that strike you as Democrats kind of hammered him over and over and over again about how he would deal with Robert Mueller?
Yeah, I mean, the conversation yesterday was if there was only one thing an attorney has to do, and that's deal with Robert Mueller.
Right,
that there was really a extraordinary focus on that one issue.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, it's very important to Democrats, and when they have the opportunity to ask their questions, they have the right to ask whatever they want, even if they're covering the ground that some previous senator had covered. But this is one of the reasons why, in terms of Barr's record, in terms of some of the things that he's already said about the Mueller investigation, that can give the Republicans some measure of confidence in this nominee. This is somebody who is more skeptical of this investigation and is likely to pay a much closer scrutiny to it than at least what we publicly know from the oversight. Of course, you had the previous attorney general who had stepped aside from investigating this, Jeff Sessions, because he'd been involved in some of those Russian meetings that were part of the investigation. So,
yeah.
So all told, I mean, you're looking at a confirmation process that is going, from the point of view of the administration, about as well as it could go. You're looking at somebody who has some measure of criticism of Mueller, but also some measure of support. And so that kind of middle ground is exactly where a person needs to be if they're going to get confirmed in these very partisan times.
You know, when they were talking about the Mueller report, which we hear rumors that it's coming to a drawing to a conclusion, the nominee here said that the final report needs to be public. Was there talk about keeping this under wraps or keeping it secret? That kind of struck me as a surprise. Did I miss something there?
Well, certainly there's been talk about maybe releasing portions of it, not releasing the whole thing, maybe some of the material never becoming public. In the minds of some people, this was a scenario that would be appealing. But it strikes me that that's pretty unsustainable. Nothing in this world leaks like Washington.
Yeah.
And anybody who gets their hands on this report may or may not feel inclined to keep it secret. And of course, with the Democratic majority in the House, they could subpoena the report. They could subpoena Mueller, and if nothing else, he could read portions aloud in open session. So it never struck me as a viable scenario that, particularly in the wake of the midterm election, that there was going to be much that's going to be kept secret about this.
Oh, yeah.
Warts and all, we'll probably have a very good idea of what went down.
Yeah, regardless of what's in it, I would think that the Trump people would want to have that document out there. I mean, people are going to play politics with it on both sides, but let's deal with the document head on instead of, you know, bits and pieces and rumors and that type of thing. Hey, let me ask you about Barr's comments about border policy. He talked about strong border policy with barriers. Were you surprised we went down that road with him yesterday?
It actually is part of the concern that that a lot of Democrats have right now about the situation of the government shutdown and the question of how to deal with the issues on the border. A lot of these are legal questions in terms of asylum status, in terms of due process concerns for people who make it to this country and are then put into custody in one way or another. And so there are, I think, a lot of questions here. I think that when we're talking about border issues, we're talking about one of the most complicated policy issues that the country's facing right now.
Yeah.
And how to deal with that is going to involve a significant amount of legal intervention from the Attorney General.
Yeah, that eminent domain issue on the southern border, I guess that would rise to his office also.
Well, absolutely. I mean, one of the biggest challenges of the border wall idea is that they're going to have to build a lot of it on what is now private property.
Yeah.
And, you know, particularly for folks who are, say, Tea Party conservatives, very concerned about governmental overreach, it's going to be a real tough challenge to get that land in federal hands in order to produce that the territory where you can actually place the wall. They're still fighting some of the eminent domain issues back from the George W. Bush years,
right,
when they tried to do some fencing a dozen years ago.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. I thought yesterday wound up as a positive just because there weren't big headlines. And I was surprised Rush was making such a big deal out of it because, to me, politically, the goal is get the guy confirmed and let him start doing his job, because I suspect that he's probably right of center, pretty right of center, and will wind up benefiting Republicans and the president in the long run anyway.
Yeah, this is a guy who worked for Reagan. He worked for the first President Bush. He's been working for Republicans for 30-some years.
Right, yeah.
I think that it's a pretty safe bet that Republicans will be mostly happy with this nominee. But sometimes three-quarters of a loaf isn't enough, I guess.
Yeah. Stephen Farnsworth from the University of Mary Washington, really appreciate you joining us this morning. As always, thank you.
Have a good one, John.